13. Now the company is suddenly claiming that the 2002 agreement is invalid because of the 2006 legislation, and that only the federal government has regulatory power over nuclear issues. 14. The legal issues in the case are obscure, whereas the Supreme Court has ruled that states do have some regulatory authority over nuclear power. Legal scholars say that Vermont case will offer a precedent-setting test of how far those powers extend.